Bakashato, Nazinda, Bakabasi, Bakabasi, Father, thank you. Makundo sinte de bo sarande. Elevelentundi vila baradash elevrinaye. Esperineta sotanena nos. Ragadadado shantanda lavradira. Hallelujah. Beloved, blessed morning. Blessed morning to everyone. And I welcome all of you to this morning's edition of Womb of the Morning, which is the Miracle Friday. Hallelujah. Miracle Friday. And I believe that God is going to do a miracle in the life of somebody. Hallelujah. We are a people who live and sleep and wake up in miracles. Hallelujah. I said we are a people who lives, sleeps, and wakes up in miracles. In Jesus' name, you are one of them. Hallelujah. You are one of them. We are not a people who struggle to see miracles, but as the day passes by, our God announces and performs a new miracle in our lives each day. Hallelujah. Wow, glory be to Jesus. And you see, one of the requirements for the working out of miracles is thanksgiving. Yes, miracles don't just happen. That is one of the things you have to know. Miracles don't just happen. One of the requirements for miracles to happen, or for us to celebrate and always walk in the realm of the miraculous, hallelujah, is thanksgiving. I want you to open your mouth wherever you are and just begin to thank God. I want you to open your mouth, begin to thank God. There are the many things the Lord has done for us. Oh, there are the many things He has done for us. He has done for our families. He has done for our loved ones. Can you just open your mouth and bless the name of God? Thank God this morning. Sunday. Oh, Father, we appreciate. We are here to say thank you, Lord. We are here to say thank you. We are here to say thank you. We are here to say thank you. There are the many wonderful things He is doing. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Koshama, Koshama, Koshama. Komashe, Komashe, Komashe. Liba ine kenezia de valanos. Balazali venile shakali mahura. Oh, Father, you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the thanksgiving. Onivelios elekeneva. Father, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. 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 Limazola tenozoni kenemaha. Estelone, estelone, eliesha baba. Raide bombali tamandoroha. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Masuke ni mama mama mama. Ele bazela ino she she sha sha. Keni vindi la ziondo zeliot. Ele mene sha bala sha bala sha. Barazini mazuria zuria zuria. Raya di bazunde de bo sha. Ke vende 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 vende. Ifala ba 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 ba. Oh, zuyana za, zuyana za. Kumasine, kumasine. Receive all the glory, Father. Receive all the praise. Receive all the glory. Receive all the worship. Receive all the worship. Receive all the worship. Beloved, just worship Him, thank Him. Aliza nara masun tedeboze. Lera tele lelelehe. Ishadaba bababori in the boat tandeleboza ya. Bakeme ne lembede bori nezindiri. Zale mashanda radaba baba. Kavindi le mama mama baba baba. Hey, Zandolo Mosanda Rababa. Mayiba Lima Zuri and Rabadaba. Kola la 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 Shande Rede da 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 da. Hey, Baba Rada Baba 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 Baba. Raide Bore Baba Baba Baba. Lika Paya Ibe. Zali kanduri indibasu tadabababa. Alei makuya bara mara bara bara ba. Zire dele melega babababa. Avili balu bali zanan deru shalei. Father, we bless your holy name. 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 Oh, Zele, Bermanana Zande, Shambrea to Zanga Dere, Espelilo Tali Revende, Eliba Rushandara Mazunde, Esprilo Tarando Zali Levende. Kema mama mama baba baba. Libren de zunde rekida babaho. Libarada bara mando rushale. Zu atma liri ile mandele. Ezere de dosha. Mayele baranda baba baba bosh. Zira kada baba baboria dimazil maha. Haraat malile irende. Abir mazuri anda raba. Eliza ilai masundele aida. Mayanda lundi di baduri andei. You deserve all the praise, oh God. Hey, mama, 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 mama. When we lift our eyes and we look at the stars, when we lift our eyes and we look at the moon, the heavenly bodies, the heavenly bodies. Hey, when we lift up our eyes and we look at the mountains, we look inside the valleys. Halei mahai taboria. We look at the plants. Ile bozi andala basuria. Hey, zuyandele musuri andaraboria andias daruka. Ile mazuni ziandara baba boria. Oh, indeed, the works of your hand, Randa Yena, proclaim your splendor, proclaim your majesty. Ilemu utuzanda, Haimiru ilara madili izai de boria, Abali masuri anda randa da badaba. Koma mama mama baba baba. Koma baba baba ba. Hey, Boru Siberia. Alir mazuki riburia. Ali shabanda raba baba baba ba. Li zain tendidi boni masudiri. Agade gade 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 gade. Adile bale gade legados. The green gidigida, azuri anda raba baba ba, alima zanda raida bori ande, amusha bendere bazuri ali zalatale, oh za alma sukanila, zori kelera ine mazori. Ayaba, 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 my Father God. Oh, le masura nda rabadabadaba. Mahika bo zaluria. Krum krum ebradiwate. Tron tromina enenyumrei, enano pray. Yenikeshie, fanashie nina amano. Fanashie nina amano, fanashie nina amano. And Nasieno Eye Wanodia Kaba Sataya Baba Kayamba Zanda Ayanda Basuri Kiyandi. He is the God of miracles. He is the God of miracles. He is the God of miracles. Ura Baba Baba Baba. Aile Masanda Rabba Baba Baba. Kuna maatma la 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 la. Yei. Ayanda la bazuria. Ayavala barakata yada baba babosh. Ayandeni mazu kendere bababa. Ale kamba raade mazu dabori a. Ma ilamba su taleila ira I kabori. Ayada mazinda ragada baba baba. Rada bashanda ragadia. Ayavre meleka de barabada. Radandandele bregada lagada. Zalema mama baba 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 baba. Zuanda raikanda rabadaba. Alibranda zurma arma sandaraba. Alema shande regedigada. Avremele telebre de baba baba bosh. Hey, aveli valanda rakanda ragada. Ayaba baburi anda rabada badaba. Azeile melita buri anda rabada. Kubaba babo shanda rababa. Lemelesha, lemelesha, lemelesha. Ayavre marakada baba baba. Mazin de rekanda raba baba ba. Barada bo adili valeni valone valian. Elema graba shanda raba ba. Ah baba zoni zora I vendere mene azenda radadadaya You know, when I was speaking in tongues right now, this is what the Lord is saying. He said, ye are not of the world. He said, ye. Ye are not of the world. So why do you expect me to do it for you as the world does it? And so you do not believe in me. That is what, when I was just speaking in this tongue, that is what I heard as the interpretation. He said, ye are not of the world. So why do you expect me? That is the Lord speaking. Why do we expect him to do it as the world does it? Hence, we do not believe in him as we have to. I may not understand it so much, but you will be able to understand it. You will be able to understand it. Ali barada baba baba. Adi bale masu di masu tande de bozande. Vayali makoma lebe de boha. Arande shanda baba kaba. That is your word. He is the God of miracles. He is the pace setter. Jesus is the way, but he works through many other ways. And so we have become a people who like to compare ourselves with the world. Oh, how we limit ourselves so much. How we belittle ourselves. And the Bible says that we should compare the spiritual with the spiritual. But many times we like to compare ourselves with the world, the people of the world. May the Lord have mercy upon us. I just want you to thank him. I want you to thank him. I want you to thank him. Maharaha baharahura hira harahara hira hira ruyara rahara hara huru rahir harahura. Rahrahiri ri hara hara haru ara hara rahrahiri ro ro hara hirara rara hirara hiro harara yarara hirara rara hirira hirirara ra sharara raro 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 La ra 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 re ra 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 You ra re 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 ra 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 ru ra 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 ro ro sha ra 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 re she ra 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 Eleva hazo azu sua.
Thank you, Father.
And those, there are some of you who have not been baptized in the, if you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, prepare yourself. This morning, the Lord is going to release the baptism of the Spirit upon some of you. And there are some of you, you are already baptized in the Holy Ghost. Another dimension is coming. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Rakati baloni manamama. Hey, maharma zukele ande. Listen, if you are not desiring enough for it, you can't have it. Hallelujah. No, God doesn't force things down on you like that. He said, my spirit will no longer strive with man. You must desire. You must desire. Listen, one of the things and the dimensions I want to settle, okay? One of the things and the dimensions I really want to settle is the dimension of Psalm 73, 25. Psalm 73, verse 25. He said, whom have I in heaven beside thee? And he said, there is nothing on earth I desire but thee. I desire but thee. There is nothing on earth I desire but you alone. David had come to a place that in the singleness of his mind, of his eyes, there is one desire that overrules and overrides all other desires. And that is the desire for God. David was fulfilling Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Even though Matthew 6 verse 33 has not been written. Nothing I desire on earth beside thee. I have not really come to that dimension yet. No, I have not. I can sincerely say it. I have not come to that dimension yet. And in the same way, I also want you to know it and come up to that level. Enter that dimension. There are times a name bia. Name bia ye no ye mani bedinya mienim. We allow some things to be in front of God. We put some things ahead of God. Lady Nyame Otiasia Deda. Oh God understands already. He knows I want this before him. Wow, amazing. And woman of God, kindly post the Psalm 73 verse 25. Also post it for me. Ale velato velenesh. Yeah. Enema bebra ye pre. Yeah. Ye dear nim. Esin urade. Hey, one day we will get over there. Now, when I say some of these things, I'm not trying to say that, oh, you should not desire a house. But don't let those things be set above your desire for God. Life is very spiritual. Let me repeat. Life is very spiritual. Life is very spiritual. Oh God. You remember, I gave you a message from the Lord some time ago, and I said that the Lord, the scriptures say that we are sun placed. Hey, where you place God, that is where you are placed. Let me say it again. Where you place God in your life, that is where you are placed. Because we are sun placed. So where have you placed God in your life?
He said, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire. That is why David wanted to even build a house for God. And God said, you have given you the plan, but I will let your son do it. Yeah, the plan is with you, fine. But I don't want you to do it. Your son is going to do it. He had come to that place that he has set the Lord above everything. Oh, God is in the business of performing miracles. Hallelujah. He is the God of miracles. He is the God of miracles. Let me share with you something. As I said, this is our year. This year, for Emblems of Glory, it is our year of enthroned in the Spirit. Turn with me to Ruth, the book of Ruth, 3 verse 18. Ruth, 3 verse 18. Now, the Bible says, then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Are you walking in the finished work of Christ, or you are walking in your unfinished works? Let me repeat. Are you walking in the finished works of Christ, or you are walking in your unfinished works? He said, then said she. So Naomi was speaking to Ruth. Sit still. Sit still, my daughter. Now, woman knew the secret, and he said, sit still. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Listen. When you rest, God doesn't rest. God becomes unrest. But when you are in the state of unrest, God rests. When you rest, there is no rest. God doesn't take any rest. Kaish. He has to do it. But when you are not resting, God rest. Because you think you can do it. You can do it. Listen. This is a key for walking in the miraculous. Walking. I'm not talking about working. Walking in the miraculous. God will work it out for you. In fact, it's been already worked out. You just have to manifest it. He said, sit still. I know there are storms that are coming your way. Sit still. Until thou know how the matter will fall. Just sit still. Rest in him. Rest in him. Psalm 91 verse 1. The Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the... I'll be going into deeper with these particular scriptures in the days to come. Psalm 91 verse 1. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth. The word dwelleth over there, it just means to sit. Rest. Yankopon se wan nanti abre. He said, come unto me, ye that are heavy laden and are thirsty, and I will give you rest. You that are thirsty and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, come. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, rest in him. Rest, rest. So, man of God, are you saying to rest, it doesn't mean I should do this? No. You see, many times, before we even get into prayer, we are already defeated in the mind. Listen, let me repeat. Many times, before we even get into prayer, we are already defeated in the mind. Listen, please hear me. The mind is a battlefield. The mind is a battlefield. The mind is a battlefield. Yeah, yeah. Let us be. If we were to be in a room, let me show you how sometimes we are defeated. If we were all to be gathered in a place, we are praying, and all of a sudden the man of God says that, there is a demon that has entered the building. There is a demon that has entered the building, and the demon is moving through. Hey, in fact, within 2 seconds, the way people's voices will go up, they want to kill the demon. They are afraid. All of a sudden, the intensity of their prayers, because they have heard of a demon. No, you are already defeated. Sit still. Still. Sit. 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 In Africa, we have our own way of prayer. Yeah, in Africa. Whereby when someone is praying in the church, okay, and another person is also praying, and the one who is praying and sweating all over looks at the one who is not sweating, and he thinks that person is not praying, so God will not answer him. That is Africa. Oh, Jesus. And the one who is also not praying with that intensity will also look at the one praying with that high intensity and will be like, oh, my prayers are not answered. Oh, look at how I'm praying. I cannot pray like how this guy is praying. Mindset, 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 mindset. How has the mind been set? Because in Africa, we celebrate those years who can pray with that intensity. Yeah, and for them, that is it. God hears them. I'm not against praying with intensity. Loudness. Hey, in fact, when you come to the park and meet me, yes, that is when you will know that. Yeah. As for this one, I'm in someone's house, so I cannot really shout. But you see, you just have to know that you are speaking to your father. Whether you are speaking loud or you are not speaking loud, you are speaking to your father. He hears you. Listen, please hear me. Listen, the main point about prayer, and it must be established in your mind. I want you to establish it in your mind, is that he hears you. Hey, you can pray for 20 hours. You can pray for 48 hours. But if it is not established in your heart that he hears you, all those prayers you pray there, oh, in fact, maybe why a physical exercise, kakra. Yeah, yeah. but the answers will not come. But you have to listen. You have to allow it. Why am I saying some of these things? Let me share it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have to let it not, because we don't know some of these things, we are not able to see miracles in our lives. Now, miracles are just supposed to be a natural thing for the believer. Listen, miracles are supposed to be a natural thing for the believer. The believer is supernatural. We are in a supernatural realm. So even as we are here, the supernatural must just become natural for us. It must become a natural thing for us. But because we don't understand some of these things, you see, he that dwells in the secret place. Yes, you are on earth, but you are dwelling. You are sitting. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, he says that, and he has raised us up together. He has raised us up, Ephesians 2 verse 6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Listen, and made us sit together. Are we sitting alone? No, we are sitting what? Together. We are sitting together. So why are you panicking? He is seated with you. Listen, some of these statements, when we make it, you just go back, begin to meditate on it. He is seated with me. Jesus is seated with me. And we are not just seated on earth, we are seated in the heavenly places. So anything that happens on earth here, I am above it. Whatever I'm going through right now, he is with me. I am seated with him. Oh, I am resting in him. I am resting in him. I am resting in him. I have power over the heavenly bodies. Because where God is, microscope cannot see it. Telescope cannot see it. Microscope cannot see it. God is above the heavenly bodies. Science can only reach. When they go to space, they can only see the heavenly bodies over there. God is beyond. And we are beyond those realms. We are above. It is a mindset. When you are meditating on some of these things, you are setting your mind aright. Beloved, you have to come to the place where your mind is set heavenly. Listen, your mind is set heavenly, and that is when all the blessings he has ordained and already given to you heavenly will begin to manifest in the natural. That is how you begin to operate as he has called you to be. Your perspectives must be heavenly. Listen, please hear me. When, look at Jesus. When Jesus resurrected from the dead and they came to meet him at the tomb, he said, the angel said to them, he said, why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not dead, he is alive. So why are you associating yourself so much with them, with mortality? When you carry immortality, I'm talking about you. We have become a people like we have to cry in our mindset. We have set our minds like we have to cry and cry and cry and cry, then God will do a miracle for us. No, it is not like that. That we will come to understand him by believing him the more and know that he has laid all things down for us, and he just wants us to believe in him. Believe, just believe, 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 and take it. Sit still. Sit still. Are you sitting disturbed? He is with you. He is with you. I know, maybe as I'm speaking right now, you are looking forward to some money in your bank account because you are doing a certain project. The money has not arrived. Be still in him. Sit still. He will work out the miracle for you. Whoever owes you, that person is going to release the money to you. Listen, thank you, Holy Spirit. What I decree this morning upon somebody's life, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Whatever the devil owes you, the devil is releasing it now. It is released now. It is released now. It is released now. In the name of Jesus. Is that everything that the devil owes you, it is released this day. In the name of Jesus Christ. If the devil doesn't owe you, don't worry me. The devil owes me a lot. There are some things he has stolen in my family and all that. And so it is released now in Jesus' name. Beloved, if there is one thing I want you to work on your mind. And listen, it is not a one-day thing. It is gradual, okay? It is gradual. Oh, man of God, the man of God said, I shall set my mind on the Lord. The Bible says that we shall set our mind on things above, on the heavenly. So, I did it today. I couldn't. I was still thinking about that. I have failed. Who told you have failed? No, keep working. Keep meditating. By the help of the Spirit, you will do it. Yesterday, I showed you one of my secrets. Zachariah 4 says, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my what? Spirit, but by my Spirit. And I showed that in the verse 7, he talks about the Spirit of grace. Listen, let me give you a key. Hey, wow, we'll pray. Hallelujah. God is sharpening someone's dream life. Listen, there are some things that God wants to do for somebody, but God is working it out through dreams, and he is sharpening your dream life. He is sharpening your dream life. There are some great things you are going to see through dreams, and they will manifest just like that. They will manifest. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, sit still. Sit still. Kumasaka tabasuka talaba saka yanda. Kimi nivala tilu bara. Rada bo shaka labalaya. No, God. Oh, God. Is he so loving? Yesterday I was here, and in the afternoon I was just here in my room, and I was meditating on the judgment of God coming. Okay. I was meditating on the judgment. Now, let me say this. The believer is already judged in Christ. Yeah. The believer is already judged in Christ. One day we are just going to stand before him and account. Whatever he gave to you, the children he gave to you, the positions he gave to you, the blessings he blessed you with, how did they advance his kingdom? How did it become a blessing unto many? And we are going to stand before him and account for rewards. We are going to account to be given rewards. So the believer is not going to be judged into hell. No. You see, we have a lot of strange doctrines and perspectives about God. Listen, as I said, I was just seated here meditating on God's judgment, and there was the revelation of his love, even in his judgment against the devil, against unbelievers, you still see his love. Hallelujah. You still see his love. You know, I want you to walk with the perspective that God is love and that he loves you. Look at it. Ephesians 2 says, and has raised us up together. By what? The Holy Spirit. Because it's the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead and made us sit together in heavenly places. He is sitting together with you. So, man of God, when is Jesus leaving? Never. He said he is going to be with us to the end of the ages. The last time I wrote something on my status, I don't think some of you were able to. I wrote something on my status, and somebody messaged me and he said he doesn't understand, and I explained it. God doesn't exit. God doesn't exit. God doesn't exit. God, listen, please hear me. I want you to show me where it has been written in the Bible that God is rich in anger. Yes, God has anger. God can be angry. Yes. God can be angry, especially concerning you. He can be angry against your enemies. Yes. Now, immediately I talked enemy. Somebody is thinking about a certain grandfather, grandmother, a certain friend. I said it, the man of God. Apostle, I said it. Yes. That guy who was looking at my shoe that way, he doesn't like me. He hates me. That's my enemy. He said, you people, you tight on the cummins and the mint, and you forget the heavier matters. You've forgotten worry is an enemy. Frustration is an enemy. Confusion is an enemy. Doubt is an enemy. Double-mindedness is an enemy. I don't know if you can show me where it has been written God is rich in anger. But you see, many times the Bible talks about the manifold mercies of God. God being rich in mercy. God being rich in mercy. He is rich in mercy. God is a God of love. God is a God of grace. Oh, so man of God, you are saying that what I did the other day and it was wrong, Jesus is still seated with me. Yeah, but maybe you are standing, but he's still seated. You are standing. Because what dream gusu boo for? Instead of you to allow the finished work, you see, the judgment of the believer was in the finished work. There are believers who are struggling over areas, certain areas in their life. Man of God, I am struggling over this area in my life. I don't know how to go about it. I have been... Listen, do you know your problem? Your problem is that you are doing it by the flesh. That is your problem. The problem is that you are doing it by the flesh. Ah, listen, if you're a believer and you are having a flesh problem, okay, flesh, you are having a flesh problem, maybe a certain flesh problem. I prayed about this. I did it again, man of God. I don't know, I did it again. Listen, let your, as I said, we are seated in the heavenly places. He said, sit still. We are seated in the finished work. It is either God is working for you or you are working for yourself. Now, if God is working for you, you are seated still. The Bible says that we were crucified with him. And therefore, if we were crucified with him, it means that our flesh is dead. Now, listen, sin is not dead. Now, there are some people going about with the doctrine that sin is dead. No, please. We are rather dead to sin. No, the Bible says we should reckon ourselves dead to sin. Now, in the basic Christian life, we reckon. In the higher Christian life, we don't reckon. It is a knowing. I have said it here that there is a realm beyond faith, and it is the realm of knowing. Now, if I am standing close to you right now, okay, physically, if I'm standing close to you right now, physically, do you need to believe that I am standing with you? No. Oh, man of God, I believe that you are standing with me. Ah, mijinawa wuhumi, 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 and you are still believing. No. No. You know it because you are seeing it. There is a realm beyond faith, and it is the realm of knowing, but it is faith that will get us there. So you just confess. You can be confessing. You see, we are a people who are already, yesterday I said, we are already in the spirit and we walk in the spirit. And the Bible says in John chapter 6 verse 63 that the word of God is life and spirit. So the word is spirit. So if I am walking by the word, so I begin to confess, I am crucified with the Lord Jesus. I am crucified with the Lord Jesus. Therefore, as I am crucified with the Lord, my flesh died with him. And the Bible says that I am resurrected with him. I am crucified with him. So I am dead with him. I died with him. And when he resurrected, I resurrected with him. I have the life of God in me. Now, you just be declaring this. Just be declaring it. You see, what are you doing? You are declaring. You see, it is an identity problem. The problem of the believer is not demons. It is not sin. But the problem of the believer is an identity crisis. The word of God is a mirror. Listen, there was a time I was meditating, and I said, the word is a mirror. If the word is a mirror, if I look into a mirror, what do I see? I will see myself. And the Holy Spirit said, you have gotten it. The more you look into the word, you will see your original self, what God really has ordained for you to walk in. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Listen, please, please hear me. Don't allow the enemy to just cast some things against your mind. You are a king. You are a king. Listen. And by the time you realize all those things that were ruling you, they will all fall off. We give Ayabazora Kaya. We give so much attention to the unnecessary than the necessary. Your mind is a battlefield. Let me repeat it again. Don't pay so much attention to the flesh. Pay more attention to your new identity. That is why, as a believer, please read your Bible. Read your Bible. And when you read your Bible, read it in the Holy Ghost. When you are reading the Bible and you get to a place and you don't understand it, you continue. The Holy Spirit will bring understanding. But the reading must always be in a union with the Spirit. The Word and the Spirit produces an explosion of miracles. Listen, there is an enemy who never wants you to have a miracle, a testimony in your life. And you need to be diligent and disciplined in the Word. Hallelujah. Let me give you a scripture and we are going to pray with our scripture. Oh, Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Luke 22, please. Luke 22, verse 29. Now, I'm going to read from two Bible versions. Now, this is what the King James says. The King James. King James says, "And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me." Okay. "I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me." Now, when you read the meaning of the kingdom, the word kingdom that was used over here in the Greek, it means rulership. It means kingship. And I said it here, whenever you see the word ship, it is talking about a state of a thing. So kingship, the state of a king. So the word appoint over here is like, I have appointed, I have vested you. So when you read a CEV, contemporary English version, anglicized, contemporary English version, anglicized, CEV UK, he puts it right. He said, "So I will give you the right to rule as kings." Oh, my God. "I will give you the right to rule as kings, just as my Father has given me the right to rule as a king." So the Bible is saying we are seated. If we are seated with him, we are enthroned in the Spirit. We have the right. We have been given the authority. We are vested with kingship. We are kings. All things are yours. All things are yours. Listen, all things are yours. All things are yours. In the name of Jesus. 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 Masoni manoria teri mazori andaya. So we are talking about rulership. We are talking about kingship. We are vested with kingship. We are vested with a royal power. Royalty. The realm of royalty. Listen, please hear me. The believer is in the realm of light. The believer is in the realm of truth. The believer is in the realm of glory. The believer is in the realm of sunshine. Because we are sun placed. But the degree of the illumination of your light depends on the angle of your placement. And the angle of your placement depends on the attitude of your mind to grasp your position in the Lord. I think I've said a lot. Listen, we can all be sitting under the sun. We can all be sitting under the sun, but we will be sitting in different angles. We are all sun placed, but how you are conscious of it determine the angle at which you are placed to be received. Is it just like the sun and the moon? Okay, the moon doesn't give off light on its own. The moon only gives off light that it receives from the sun. We are sun placed and we are in the realm of sunshine. I want you to open your mouth. We are praying only two prayer points. Father, we bless you. And I want you to thank God. Father, thank you for vesting in me the kingship right, the kingship authority. I am vested with a kingship right, kingship authority, dominion, royal power. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Father, thank you. Likandolo semarababo zianda. Eliese lima randa la shandi. Ivrita losa. Koma la bababa. Kando lo boya. Ye masonte de bo. Eli katonde le kabalo shaba la badaba daba. Ezeli kaliba lusa li de le mazune leisha. Eli eteli masune. Baru kadisa le de 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 de. Esprit elemele loj. Ezit elemele nelele loj. Ezelebele kouni lebosha. In the name of Jesus. Now in John chapter 2. Jesus and the mother and the disciples were at the wedding feast in Cana. And there was shortage of wine. And when Mary had consulted Jesus and also went back to the servant, Jesus said unto them, he said, fill the water pots with water. Fill the water pots with water. Fill the water pots with water. Now, there are some of you under the sound of my voice, you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost yet. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. You know, those times before I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I remember that day, that week. So I told those times my junior brother, Prophet Festus, at that particular time, he was far in the spirit, the things of the Lord. So I told him that I want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. He was already speaking in tongues. I was born again, but I wasn't speaking in tongues. And he told me that, then I have to fast for 1 week. Then after that, I will receive the baptism. Then in my head, I was like, hey, the way I like food like that, my God. fast for 1 week. Wow. So when he told me that, the very first day, I don't think I even fasted. I was like, we are we are going to pray tonight. So we went to pray. And I still remember it was a Thursday. I will never forget. It was a Thursday. And we were in the house. We were praying in the night. And all of a sudden, beloved, all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord filled me up. And I was speaking in the heavenly language. I remember, and I spoke in the heavenly language for almost 45 minutes to 1 hour. I was just speaking in tongues, like, I was like, wow, hallelujah. And I have not, and there were several manifestations. Now those times, in my village, our house is just close to Zongo. It is just adjacent to the mosque. Yeah, and those times in the evening, when we are praying, Zongo muhoni beloved, that is how we were ablaze, and we are still ablaze till today. Hallelujah. I remember those times we can pray. We will close to around 11, 10, 11 that way. And immediately we come to the house, we will pray. Sometimes till around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And in the morning, you will be returning back to store. Yes. We pray. And it was continuous. Be consistent in your walk with the Lord. Be consistent. It was continuous. I want you to pray. Holy Spirit, fill me up. Holy Spirit, fill me up. Father, fill me up again. Fill me up. Fill me up. The waters were supposed to be drawn for the miraculous. You see, fill me up. As you are, is it? There are mighty miracles God brings our way when we pray in the Spirit. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Open your mouth and pray. If you are not baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, God is going to release the language of heaven unto you. Just open your mouth, pray. Pray this prayer. Pray, pray, pray now. Pray, pray, pray. Komanane selemadosh. There are some of you will break into new dimensions of the language of heaven. You will realize that your tongues are changing. Inuzele kua kuane zozo. Elizoka, 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 Elizoka. You are a supernatural being. Elizoka. Kenuze, 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 Selondete, Ikedeye. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up. 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 Mano shele. Oh, sheke la bosh. Pray. Imelaha. Wa wa wa. Take it. Take the baptism of the Spirit. Take the. I see there is somebody, and the fire of God is all over you. You will feel the fire of God all over your body. Oh, it is another dimension of the Spirit.
do mama baba ba. Kele dele zonga la 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 ye. And there is somebody who I'm seeing, and the person is shaking in the spirit. The person is shaking. The person is shaking. The person is shaking. Hey, you are trembling. You are trembling. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. You are trembling. It is not about your strength. It is about the Holy Spirit. It is about the Holy Spirit. He said, sit still in him. Sit still in the finished work. Sit still in the finished work. When you rest in him, he doesn't rest. He works it all out for you. When you rest in him, he doesn't rest. Maya dole baya. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. A new language. 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 It doesn't matter whether you are sitting in a taxi, you are sitting in a hey, a new language. The language of the spirit. 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 Receive right now. Receive right now. There are some of you, it will come like speaking English. But the English you are speaking, you realize that no, this is not the kind of English you have been speaking. It is a new English. There are some of you, it will come with the language of the angels. It will come with the language of the Lord. Oh, oh. Some of you, it will just be like only one syllable. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yay, there are some people, it was just being like mama, mama, mama. That is the language. That is the language of heaven. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Receive right now. Receive, 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 receive in the name of Jesus. The baptism is released upon you. You are completely immersed in the liquid fire of the Holy Ghost. I don't know, but there is somebody. You are supposed to travel somewhere tomorrow, okay? You are supposed to travel somewhere like tomorrow. But the Lord is restricting you. You feel it within you that, no, I don't feel like going to this place. I don't feel like going. The Lord is restricting you. It is the restriction of the Lord. It is not the devil. Hear me. The Lord says, I should tell you, he is restricting you, and that you are not supposed to go. Let me come mozu zango tala hivelesh swahandi isalila ruelie selon jelanda rene kindo bali zorai. In the name of Jesus, just speak, 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 speak in the Holy Ghost, speak in the Holy Ghost. Speak erene moya re ere aramamaya. This is the realm of light. This is the realm of glory. This is the realm of sunshine. Where the sun shines, the sun shines, and darkness cannot comprehend the light. This is the realm of creative miracles.
Ayababoha. I decree miracle jobs right now released. In the name of Jesus. Miracle jobs released. Jobs you will not even apply for. Ha-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. And they will correspond with you in your mails. In the name of Jesus. Miracle jobs. I decree creative miracles. Creative. It is Miracle Friday. Creative miracles. Creative miracles. Creative miracles. Breast cancer, I command it to die out. Breast cancer, die out. Cancer in any form, you are dead in the name of Jesus. Out of that body, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power, cancer in any form, die out of the body. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Cancer of the blood, come out in the name of Jesus. Paralysis of any form, I command it to come out. Whatever paralysis, numbness you have been feeling in any part of your body, horadabaya. Elezo, 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 elezo. Creative miracles. Let the hands be straightened. Let the knees be straightened. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody. I step into time immemorial and I decree right now, Livelete Zindera Abaye La Impalado Soren Eliha. I step into time immemorial and I decree upon somebody, whatever the devil took from you since your infancy, whatever the devil has taken from you since infancy, I step into time immemorial. I step into the realm of glory right now and I decree a reversal of time in your life. I decree a reversal of time in your life. And I decree that this month of March and the month of April, the devil is paying you back. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. The devil is paying back to you. The devil is paying back to you sevenfold whatever he took. Sevenfold this month of March and the month of April. The devil is paying back sevenfold whatever he took up. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name. Oh, Shelly Mahara. Raya, there are some of you, there are some things that has happened to you, and spiritually it has become a stigma. It has become a certain mark on you. Physically, there are certain marks on you. I reverse time now. I reverse time now. Let them disappear. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. I place you back in the time of the Lord Jesus, where these things doesn't exist. I speak to your kidneys. Be healed. Be healed. whoever is battling any problem in the body, or someone close to you is battling a problem in the body concerning a certain organ, and the person is losing hope, oh Jesus, dilisi balisa lira dazuri iren hulisi elizaraine yuzahala su kandil izuri Rainda Zinde, I decree your being seated in the heavenly places doesn't have a kidney problem. Your being in the heavenly places doesn't have a liver problem. Therefore, I decree supernatural transplants now. Transplants now. Transplants now from the realm of the glory into your bodies now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yali musule kara ilba zungda hermesutle irba sandrie lire. I speak. Listen, whatever sicknesses that your father suffered, your mother suffered with, your great grandfather, your grandmother suffered with, and you are seeing symptoms of that sickness in your body, I speak as an apostle and a prophet of God over your life, and I decree right now, as we zoom into the realm of glory, I separate your chromosomes from that of the bloodline. I separate your chromosomes from that of the bloodline. And I decree, let the DNA, let it be joined to that of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the, I separate your chromosomes. Hereditary diseases. Iniko sayandai. Laita zunde leisa halanye. Bahai. And I see the light of God like a laser passing through the bloods of human. Passing through like a laser. Passing through the blood like a laser, like a lightning, like that. Passing through the blood of the children of the Lord gathered here. Yakaba, 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 yakaba. Any organism in the blood that is not of God, it dies now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If there are people here who want hair, maybe you are losing hair, oh, receive new hair. The Bible says that even our hairs are numbered. Receive hair. Lamalashane. Riene. If there are some here and they are growing gray hairs and they don't want it, Homa, 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 this is the realm of the glory. We reverse it now. We reverse it. Let that gray hair be turned into black right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I decree new teeth in your mouths. Hualimo, 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 hualimo. Let the Lord fill you up. Receive new eyes. Receive new eyes. In this realm, I just want you to receive and just worship Him. Ola Maya, Ola Maya. I sense the presence of the Lord so heavy here. Koza.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Asha. Kumazataya, do it, Lord. And I decree miracle monies. Let that money you need for your project be released in the name of Jesus. I decree divine and destiny helpers. Let that help you need arrive now in the name of Jesus Christ. Aramashande. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. I still see the power of God. It is like a laser or lightning. There are some of you, you have been for a long time, you have been feeling pain in a certain part of your body. Just lay your hand there. That lightning or laser power is taking it out. Oh, it will turn out for a testimony right now. Instant miracles. Wow, I see miracle monies. I see an angel filling the purse of people with money, plenty money, plenty money, plenty money. And he's saying that, take it, take it. This is what the enemy took from you. Take it, take it, take it back, take it. Wow. Wow, right now, angels of God, do it. Kungandandandara iondo iondo zusaliene. I don't know, but there is somebody here. Eh? I don't know, but there is somebody here. And it is like, it is like there is this issue of Hinduism connected to your bloodline. Like someone in your bloodline was into Hinduism, something of that sort. And the Lord says that he is purging the bloodline. There is a purging of the bloodline. He said someone was into Hinduism, something of that sort, like Hinduism. And that is what I hear exactly. Shalara Mazoka. The Lord is purging the bloodline. Kai sevende ele shabarane. If you were having any physical problem, just check yourself right now. Check yourself as you are praising him. It is gone. Check yourself. I command fibroids to fall out of the body now in the name of Jesus. Maleta sandere bahataya. Let it melt and disappear. Go. In the name of Jesus, bring tumors, die out. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Waste problem. Back aches, go now in Jesus' name. Now I decree the manifest presence of God over your life. Receive now. He is seated with you. Walk in that consciousness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. If you are still feeling a little pain in that leg, just begin to walk around now. It is gone. I said it is gone. By the word of my mouth, it is gone. It is gone. It is gone.
It is gone. It is gone. I don't know. But if you are here, he said, I am supposed to travel tomorrow for a funeral. I experience a feeling of not going. Wow. Woman of God, please don't go. God, the Lord said he is restricting someone. Yeah. He is restricting. So just find something to tell them and just rest. Yeah. It is gone. Hallelujah. 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 Receive a brand new song this year. This week. Receive a brand new song this week. New songs. I decree new cars, houses, in the name of Jesus. I decree the celebration of marriages. I decree breakthroughs everywhere, in the name of Jesus. I decree the celebration of children, in the name of Jesus. The limitation is broken. Bless God. Just rest in him by faith. Thank him. Give him all the glory. Before this month comes to an end, somebody will receive one miracle call that will turn his life around this year. One miracle call that will turn his or her life around this year. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Glory. It is done. Thank you, angels of God. Move, 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 move. Do it, 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 do it. Unexpected blessings be released everywhere. Unexpected open doors, unexpected open doors, unexpected blessings, unexpected blessings. I see unexpected traveling doors, invitations released. Receive in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. I call it done. Amen. Amen. Beloved, God bless you. God bless you. I'm greatly humbled. It is done. Just give all the praise to him. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So, for my child, the Lord says I should tell you it is done, okay? It is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' name, it is done. Hallelujah. Beloved, thank you for your time. Yes. Tomorrow, God willing, up to now, I've still not gotten the flyer yet. I asked one of my sons to do it, but he has not finished with it. But I believe that by the close of today, because we are starting Supernatural Enlightenment Conference, SEC, Supernatural Enlightenment Conference. We are starting it tomorrow, God willing. Yeah, tomorrow is Saturday. Yeah, tomorrow evening. Actually, it's tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for 5 days, from 23rd to 27th. Hallelujah. From 23rd to 27th, I don't want you to miss any of the sessions. Hallelujah. Yeah, we have seasoned men of God who are going to minister to us. Yes, they are going to minister to us. So don't miss it. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. each day. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. each day. We are done. So that whatever you are supposed to do, you'll be able to do it for the rest of the day. And it's going to be a wonderful time. And as I said, it is that the higher life. Please don't miss it. The higher life. The higher life. The higher life. So thank you so much. And we await you. Now, this morning, if you are led by the Spirit of God, I keep on saying that we don't give by emotions. We give by the leading of the Spirit. Yes, we don't give. If you sow by emotions, you don't reap anything. If you sow by the flesh, nothing. Hallelujah. Yeah, the flesh profited nothing. But we sow by the leadings of the Spirit. So under this atmosphere, if you are led to send any seed, you can send it to my number +233 244 677 189 +233 244 677 189 And the Lord bless you. Amen and amen. Mrs. ABC, God bless you more. Mrs. ABC, God bless you more. And please, those who are on the OMP, the Obadiah Missions Partners. Yeah, the Obadiah Missions Partners. Yeah, I have already sent you the mails. So please, you can check your emails. Yeah, I have sent you the mails. As by the leading of the Spirit, I've sent it to you already. So please, you can check your mails for the messages. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you want to really partner with us by giving to this ministry every month, those are the group that I called the Obadiah Missions Partnership. Yeah, you are saying that, man of God, every month I want to give this, man of God, every week this is what I want to give to support the ministry and the programs of the ministry. You can send your number, your name and your email address, your name and your email address to me. That one, please send it to my other number. Yeah, +233 246 51 84 98 +233 246 51 84 98 You send me your name and your email address, and I'll put you on the list. Yeah, the Lord has told me that I shall gather only 300 people. Yes, he's going to, just like Gideon, he is going to gather unto me 300 partners. So I think when the number gets to 300, that is all. Yeah, to do everything, help out what his vision is for the ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Louisa, God bless you more. Amen. Parable. Amen and amen. God bless you more. Parable. Then it means I have to come to you so that I learn some parables. So, Sister Jennifer, amen and amen. God bless you more. So, for Mami Ruth, amen and amen. God bless you more. Hey, Major Prophet Ernest. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you more. Sister Mercy, amen and amen. God bless you more. So if you are sending the seed, that one, you send it to 244-677-189. But if you are, if you want to be on the list of the partners, that one, please, you send your name and your email address to +243 246 51 84 98. God bless you, Mrs. ABC. Hallelujah. Amen, man of God Bernard. Amen. Amen. I await your testimonies. Hallelujah. It is done. God bless all of you. And please have a wonderful day. In Jesus Christ's name, I decree angelic interventions and angelic supervisions all around you. I decree angelic deliveries in the name. And I decree that by the mercies of God, you will never miss your time of visitation. You will not miss your time of visitation. You will not miss your time of visitation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sir Kingsley, amen and amen. Sir, I'm greatly humbled. I'm greatly humbled. Please, we'll talk today. Yeah, we'll talk today. I'm greatly humbled. God bless you all. God bless you more. In Jesus' name. And, oh, forgive me. Oh, we have passed the 1 hour. It is well. Oh, it is well. We thank God. Thank you and bye. 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 Ariane. Amen. This is Adwa. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hey, and my daughter Adepa sends her greetings to you. My wife also sends her greetings to all of you. Yes, my wife and my daughter, they all send their greetings to you. Yeah, one of these days I will let my daughter pray for you. Samobeti on a tongue some quan or bontino. Samobeti as yeah dear. Okay, yes, please. I'll do that. Obo tongue some kwa. Yes, so Fabiacha. Glory, glory. Okay, please. Bye for now. Bye. Kalava Zinderebo Shada Barabadaba. Aruyane.